Video: Pink Floyd's Roger Waters defends dictator Nicolas Maduro, smears the U.S. as a savage empire. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 7, 2026. Roger Waters, far-left British musician and co-founder of the English rock band Pink Floyd, took to social media to defend former Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and bizarrely claim that the United States is a savage empire made up of gringo bullies. "We are all reeling, stunned by this savage act of aggression from the empire of the United States of America on our brothers and sisters and comrades in Venezuela," Waters said in a Saturday X post. "We stand with you," the former Pink Floyd bassist continued, before bizarrely claiming that he speaks for probably 99% of all the people in the world who he thinks would say that we deplore the United States' actions in the Caribbean. "For God's sake, grow up," Waters demanded of the United States. "Stop behaving like moronic children in a schoolyard." The "Wish You Were Here" singer went on to claim, "This is our world, not yours." Waters added, "If I was a praying man, I would be praying now for President Maduro. I'm not a praying man," he admitted, adding, "but I am an active man, and I will do anything in my power to support Venezuela, which is a sovereign country and should be left alone by the gringo bullies from the north." Watch below. This is not the first time Waters, known for his anti-Semitism and support for the jihadist terrorist organization Hamas, has supported the authoritarian and murderous Venezuelan dictator. In 2024, the English singer called on Venezuelans to vote for Maduro in their then-upcoming sham presidential election. Of course, it didn't matter how many people voted for the dictator, given that he stole the election. The opposition, meanwhile, insisted that Maduro's challenger, Edmundo González, had won by double digits. Notably, the Trump administration's arrest of Maduro was met with widespread celebration by Venezuelans across the world, millions of whom had to flee their homeland, becoming refugees in other countries, to escape the tyrannical regime. Meanwhile, leftists, who appeared to have never met anyone from Venezuela, had bizarrely launched themselves into a public meltdown, with Democrat leaders incessantly complaining about the matter. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.